Regarding the title of this section, in order to better align the title with the content of the section, we suggest that it would read Other Measures to Advance Compliance with IHL. Since the list mainly contains various practical tools to advance compliance, which are not legal obligations in and of themselves. For the first paragraph, we only have a suggestion for a slight change to replace the word anticipated with expected at the end of the paragraph. Regarding the second paragraph, the main purpose of conducting legal reviews of weapons is simply to examine the weapon's legal status. The paragraph in its current form includes elements that are in many cases part of the legal review but are not its main purpose. And by doing so, it conflates legal reviews and other types of technical tests and reviews. Therefore, we would suggest rephrasing the paragraph on the basis of previously agreed language in paragraph 17I of the 2019 report. Legal reviews of weapons are a useful tool for states to assess nationally the legality of potential weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the areas of laws. That covers our comments for the moment on this section. With your permission, Chair, I would like to make a few remarks on paragraph 7 and its subparagraphs under the section on prohibitions and restrictions that we didn't have a chance to make yesterday. Regarding the chapeau in the seventh paragraph on prohibitions and restrictions, similar to suggestions by other delegations, we would suggest changing the words states must to when necessary, states should, for two main reasons. While we note that the tools in the list may be used in specific circumstances to assist in facilitating compliance with IHL, the need of many of them is context dependent. In addition, they are not legal obligations in and of themselves and may go beyond what would actually be required to ensure compliance with IHL in various circumstances. Secondly, using the words when necessary, states should, instead of states must, better reflects the agreed language found in paragraph 22 of the 2023 GGE report that states, and this is the quote, states must ensure compliance with their obligations under international law, in particular IHL, throughout the life cycle of weapon systems based on emerging technologies in the area of laws. When necessary, states should, inter alia, end quote. Furthermore, we note that there may be other measures that can be applied to enhance compliance with IHL and that this is merely a list of potential examples. Our comments on the subparagraphs are based on the changes that we suggested for the chapeau. Regarding the first subparagraph, paragraph 8, similar to the comments made by other delegations, we note that the choice of words across the entire life cycle of a weapon system may be confusing since the sentence begins by addressing only the operation phase and does not address any other stage, such as development, deployment, etc. We suggest rephrasing the sentence in the following manner. Ensure that there is appropriate control and human judgment across the life cycle of laws. We emphasize that it is important to retain the word appropriate, as there may be a wide variety of scenarios that this paragraph would refer to. Regarding the third subparagraph, paragraph 10, in order to reflect that different elements should be considered in different circumstances, we suggest replacing the word and with the word or in the wording, limit the duration, geographical scope, and scale. Additionally, and for the same reason, we will also ask to add the word for example after the word including, so the text would read, limit the duration, geographical scope, or scale of the operation of laws, including, for example, etc. And this is our last comment regarding the fifth subparagraph, paragraph 12. Similar to comments made, we would request deleting this paragraph. It can seem to be overreaching. Changes in the mission parameters do not necessarily raise questions of lawfulness. For example, changes that are merely technical, like flight directions, would have no legal implications. Thank you. That is all.